Good day. Let's look into a integration between DevOps SecretSafe and Calico's network CNI. First off, just let's look at the nodes in my Kubernetes, and we'll look into the namespaces as well. Very quickly, you can see that the SecretSafe DevOps will be up and running in the SecretSafe namespace. And what I will do, I won't get too much into details into the how to deploy the SecretSafe with Kubernetes. You can watch my other video. I'll put a link in the description. So now you can see my all my namespaces, and you can see the SecretSafe namespaces and the kube systems. So I will basically focus on Calico's and how to control service accounts. All right, let's look into my main YAML file, which is my deployment file. What I'm showing you now is really the container size. You can see that I'm basically tying to the my different secrets within SecretSafe. Please watch my other video in the description if you want a little bit more details into it. So right now, what I want to focus is more on the service account and the way that I'm calling the default one over here. And let's step out of the file there, and let's look into my default service accounts within my default namespace. So right here, should be able to see. There you go. So you can see that I have my default SA, and I'm going to edit it. And what I want to focus here is the ability that we have to inject labels. So I'm going to edit this. You can see that what I have is my role built label that I previously add. Fairly easy command to add up to the service account. So now I'm going to step out of here. And I want to basically push the create, you know, with my main .yaml file and get this pod up and running. Now we can see with the get services that I previously pushed, it's up. And let's check. I have as well an ingress file, which I won't get too much into details here, but basically you'll see it later what I'm doing with my ingress. Now let's look into my you know my Hello World page. You can see that it's up and running here, and you can see my ingress is pointing to my test bat there. All right, let's close this up. And let's look into a little bit more into Calico, what I can do with it in a fairly clever way. So I have basically a YAML file called network policy here within my Calico. And what I'm doing is I'm calling that label that I just built within my default account. And I kind of control within the ingress and the egress. Right here, it's just a quick little test. So I'm pointing both. So I'm blocking it off for ingress and egress as well for both of them for the build role. So let's push this Calico network policy. Same command as with kubectl. There you go. So now this network policy is up and running. Let's confirm it with the get command. Cool. All right. So what we're gonna do now, we're just gonna delete the initial deployment that I did. You know, fully flush this deploy Nginx. And let's rebuild it.